Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 3rd, 2018. I'm Rich Strappolino. Let's do this. Coming out of the five-country ministerial meeting last week, governments of the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand issued a statement of principles on access to evidence and encryption. The statement maintains that privacy laws are needed to prevent arbitrary or unlawful interference, but that, quote, privacy is not absolute. The statement acknowledges that encryption may make access to information impossible, but that such instances should be rare. The statement further calls that technology companies should voluntarily work to achieve lawful access, but doesn't explicitly call for backdoors or a one-size-fits-all technology solution. If impediments to lawful access remain, the Five Eyes countries stated they may pursue technological, enforcement, legislative, or other measures to gain access. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted that the company is developing reply threads and a new feature called Presence. Threading seems designed to make conversations easier to follow, while Presence would surface users who are currently online on Twitter. It's unclear if this would be an opt-in feature, but Twitter's head of product, Sarah Hayter, said users would be given, quote, full control over sharing their presence. Baidu launched EZDL in beta, a tool that allows users to build, design, and deploy artificial intelligence without any coding. At launch, EZDL focuses on image classification, object detection, and sound classification. Models are trained using small sample sizes of 50 audio or 100 image files, with training taking between 15 to 60 minutes. Generated models can be accessed via API if kept in the cloud or downloaded as an SDK. Baidu claims that two-thirds of generated models achieve accuracy of 90% or greater. At IFA Berlin, Amazon VP of Smart Home Daniel Rausch announced that Amazon's voice assistant is now integrated into over 20,000 devices, up from 4,000 devices at the start of 2018. The number of brands producing devices with AVS integration also increased over the same time, up almost 300% to 3,500 brands. Rausch also announced that there were more than 50,000 skills for AVS devices, up from an estimated 25,000 at the end of 2017. Apple confirmed that it reported its first autonomous vehicle accident last week. Apple's Lexus RX 450H test vehicle was rear-ended by a Nissan Leaf while it was waiting to merge. No injuries were reported. According to the California DMV, Apple has a fleet of 66 test cars approved for testing in the state. Microsoft added another chapter in the seemingly interminable redesign of Skype, this time removing the Snapchat-like highlights feature that was implemented last year and seemingly no one liked or used. The redesign will instead focus on what people actually use Skype for, specifically voice calls, video calls, and messaging. The redesigned desktop app would move chats, calls, contacts, and notifications into the upper left navigation pane. And finally, in other Microsoft news, Microsoft announced it would stop accepting new applications for its Microsoft Surface Pro financing program, Surface Plus, which originally started in August 2017. All existing financing will be unaffected, allowing users to finance the remainder of their 24-month lease or upgrade to a new device with a trade-in after 18 months. However, Microsoft is shutting down the Surface Plus portal on September 30th, leaving customers to contact Klarna Financing directly for customer service. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening, and from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.